From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader who independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
The reported resignation closes a chapter on Mugabe's term as the only leader Zimbabwe has known since its independence in 1980. In that time, the economy has spiraled downward into ruin, infrastructure has crumbled, and many of the nation's elite have been slapped with sanctions over allegations of human rights abuses. Thokozani Kupe is the vice president of the opposition movement for democratic change and told VOA Mugabe needed to step down.
We are happy that today it has dawned on ZANU-PF that this is the hour that Mugabe must go, so that we have a new dispensation where we will have a new leadership, and we want a free, fair and credible election which is going to result in a democratically elected leadership where the people of Zimbabwe at the end of the day will have a better life.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The streets of Zimbabwe's capital erupted in celebration after Mugabe resigned, ending his 37 years in power. Car horns blared as people danced, cheered, and waved to celebrate the news of Mugabe's departure. His former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, will be sworn in as president on Wednesday or Thursday, according to top officials in the ruling ZANU-PF party. He fled the country after he was abruptly fired by Mugabe on November 6th. This is VOA News.